Now, you would have seen, we've been advertising this gig coming up tomorrow night. It's the Antics 25 album release tour. It's a Christchurch gig. But, I mean, that kind of, it doesn't really summarize perfectly what this is. Like, there is a lot going on here. It's a 25-year anniversary. It's an album release. It's the end of a 14-year hiatus. There's a lot to this. And to kind of explain it all, I've got the legendary Barton on the line with me. Good morning, mate.
Good morning. What an intro.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow, there's a lot going on here, you've got to admit. But nonetheless, it's all pretty goddamn exciting. How's it all been so far?
It's been great. You know, we're super excited to be coming down to Christchurch. There's always been a place that we've, you know, loved to play. We were here last summer, I think. We came down and did a tour of Pitch Black, and that was awesome. And we're like, "Man, we've definitely got to come back here and do our 25 years," which we've just sort of been doing through Europe and Japan, Australia, and now we're here. So, yeah, it's been really great. The album itself is it reminds us of our older stuff, so it's kind of is a return to the source, so to speak. So yeah. Can't wait to show you all what it sounds like.
Oh, and that kind of, earlier style, that will go down such a treat in Christchurch.
Yeah.
Now, tell me, simple question. Yep. Does it feel like it's been 25 years?
Yes and no, man. Like, it kind of, you know, how time flies, and on that side of things, it doesn't feel like that at all. But then some days, you know, it's 5 a.m. and you're in an airport and you're trying to get your ass somewhere else in some other place. And, yeah, certainly it does feel like you've been doing this for 25 years or even 100. But, you know, it is 25 years of doing stuff that we love, and I guess whatever it is or however quickly it goes, it's been a damn fine ride, so we're super happy.
Yeah. Now, did you kind of did you see this anniversary coming up and kind of did you know you're going to celebrate it?
No, not at all. It was kind of jumped out at us, really. Like, we were basically doing our other project out of sorts, and we have a label, Beaten Path, which is all that sort of, I don't know, Berlin Bar 25 kind of vibe. And then COVID sort of landed upon us, and we were been asked by a crew in Auckland to do like a lo-fi crew. They said, "Look, why don't you guys do like a full live show? Like, no one's really done that properly, and you are the only guys that can do it." And we were like, "Well, we don't really have any new Antics material. It's all old stuff." And they were like, "Well, why don't you play your old stuff? Because that's the stuff that people love anyway." And we were like, "Well, let's do that, but maybe we'll re-rub a few old ones to make them sound a little bit more, you know, now-ish." And then that then proceeded to kind of go like, "Okay, well, we've just re-rubbed these, but hey, why don't we just do some originals?" And then one thing led to another, and we had an album, and our old label from Denmark, Iboga, were like, "We'd love this, man. We want to put this out."
Cool.
And so they were like, "We're right behind it. We want to do vinyls. We want to do the whole, you know, shebang. And you guys just go for it." And it's been really supportive from their side, which makes it so much easier for us, because all we need to do is concentrate on the music. And then it's come out, and you know, like I said, it has that old first album, which is called Lull. It has that vibe to it. It's very stripped back. It's just quite sort of hypnotic sort of sounds, and sort of, you know, just locks you in, and kind of has that retro-ish feeling as well. And yeah, I'm really happy with it. Stoked.
Yeah. So basically, it sounds like it took all of 30 seconds to get back into old habits.
Yeah. Kind of. We didn't even think about it. That was the thing. It was like, it's like when you overthink stuff, you know, it just ruins it. And so, like, it was just more or less, let's just do stuff and not even care what it sort of like is sounding like, and it just happened to just come out like that, you know, and that was kind of its in its most natural form. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
And I love that you have kind of gone back for the stripped back approach, because I love that kind of sound, and it sort of reminds me of a time before this totally exploded sort of into mainstream attention and all that. Did you want to go for that? Were you like, we've got to pay sort of homage to our earlier days?
Yeah. I mean, that was the kind of thing. Like, we were pulling out all our vinyls and just like, let's just refamiliarizing ourselves with that sound and going, yeah, okay, this is less is more approach, you know, that classic. And then that kind of was our ethos with it all. And it was through COVID as well. So that's when we did a majority of the writing. And so it was a lot of time to sort of listen and put it on while we're sitting around drinking cocktails on a Tuesday morning, you know.
And lovely.
That kind of was where it was established, and it sort of allowed us the space to really sort of jump back in full, you know, and full time, I guess, as opposed to what, you know, music has been for a bunch of us. It's been sort of, you know, on and off, part-time, having to do other shit and stuff. But through COVID, it was, you know, we could give it its full attention. So, yeah. And then after COVID happened, we then, you know, had about 4 or 5 tracks we could do. And then we went back to our normal production techniques of sort of like, you know, spending a couple of days a week in the studio and sort of pulling out that last few took a bit longer than the first lot. But, you know, yeah, here we are.
I'm so happy for you guys, and it must be so cool to reach a milestone like this. Now, we haven't actually talked much about the gig itself. Tomorrow night at the Exchange, bloody exciting. What should people be expecting?
Well, yeah, like, you know, I've only heard about the Exchange and what I've heard of, it's a great space, and the guys that we've been working with there just to make it all happen have been really helpful, and they sort of share a vision. So they are going sort of to pull out, I guess, a lot for this tomorrow. Like Ant, who does the lighting down there, is, I don't know if you are familiar with his stuff, but he does some pretty epic stuff, but he's just going the next level. And then we've got Jimmy doing the sound. He's bringing out some, you know, extra subs and filling it out. So, and tickets are going really well, which is amazing. So it's going to be a nice chunky crowd with some great visuals. We have our own sort of visuals that have been made for the album, which we can stick on and use that with Ant stuff as well. So and a great local lineup. You know, we got Silicon Beat, we got Dreamer, we got who else is on board? We got Subminimal, and we're bringing down Dark Faces from Raglan, which is a cool duo that have been sort of making some waves in the scene. So yeah.
Yeah, that's an insane lineup. That's good get, that lineup. I'm really excited for this. God, what a sensory sensation it's gonna be.
We also, if team, we've got a whole lot of limited merch and vinyls that we're bringing down, so
fantastic.
Tell them to reach out via the socials and let us know, so we don't have to bring it everything down. We can bring down what they want, you know.
Oh, that's gonna be so good. Congratulations on all of this. To our audience out there, Humanitix is where to get the tickets. Just look up Antix XXV, that's 25 in Roman numerals if you're very confused. It's going to be a hell of a good time. My final question for you, when people kind of do things like this, obviously they kind of reflect on the, you know, past 25 years. There must be, like, some insane memories, some very crazy moments.
I just
needed to know that. Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Barton. And thank you for everything you've done over the last 25 years, putting on great, great times. And also, you know, you were part of something really important to Christchurch, and it's what happened 25 years ago with that sort of music culture in Christchurch. Whatever happened, people were damn determined to never let it die. So you must have put on some good times. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Liam. It's been awesome talking to you, man. And looking forward to seeing everyone down there this week, tomorrow night.
Yeah, hell yeah. Are you making your way here tomorrow?
We're coming down tonight, actually, late. Just
so we
can sort of get an early start and get the place looking good and just enjoy the space as opposed to rushing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Great idea. Yeah. Well, good luck with all of that, Barton. One more time, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Liam. Thanks, guys.
And that was Barton talking about Antics 25 coming up, one of the movers and shakers behind the group.